charming people. Yeah, it's the business show. It's you and me, Kurt Pickstone, a.k.a. Dougie Stone. And as always, I call it... Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I've got a mix of music for you to play today. I've got James Chisholm joining me at 10:30. We've not even spoke yet. Anyway, he's got a project coming up, so we want to talk about that. And what I want to do to you today, I've not got any recorded content to share with you, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk about setting a business up. I've got some interesting guests lined up. Got Chloe Chadwick I'm talking to tomorrow. Yeah, so all those people out there listening to me, let me know you're listening. I'll give you a shout out. If you want anything playing, let me know. I'll check where everyone is in a minute. If you're out there, I've done a Facebook Live. I posted in Dougie Stone if you're in there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play another song in a minute, but this show is all about business adversity and dyslexia. What I'm trying to achieve, I'm trying to raise the perception and change the perception, of dyslexia. So that's why I have all that mixed together, to bring a wider audience in, thought, play some music, get some guests on, etc. But what I want to talk about today, and I'll break it up, and I'll talk throughout the show, so you don't have to listen to me for the whole show, but this will be turned into a podcast that will be available on iTunes and TuneIn Radio, all those sorts of places. So when people are setting up a business, there's a couple of things we need to start off with. Obviously, you need the idea. And just because someone else is doing something doesn't mean you can't do that. You just need to have a different angle on it. They call it Blue Ocean Strategy and being a bit different. You know, be yourself, be you, put your spin on it and your way of working, because people buy people, not just products. And all too often, a lot of people I know and I speak to all want a quick fix. They want a quick win. They want to invest 10 quid today and be making £1 million in a couple of months' time. I know that's an exaggeration. It doesn't work like that. And there's an analogy I want you to think about, and this might put you in the right mindset, and then we'll move on to a song. It's basically, if you think of it, a bit like planting an orchard or doing gardening. You couldn't put a seed in today, yeah? Put a lot of seeds in pots, and in a week's time have a crop of chilies or apples or whatever you're growing. Doesn't happen. Nature takes time to develop, to germinate, to grow. And throughout that period of that seed or that whatever you're growing needs nurturing. It needs water, it needs sunlight, it needs food. So does your business. So if you're expecting to start a business from today and for it to be generating fruit, in a couple of weeks, forget it. You're in doing the wrong thing. Go and work for someone. This is taking time. So using the analogy of the orchard, today we plant some trees, we buy some seedlings or whatever, we put them in the ground and we look after them for the next 12 months. We let people know what we're doing. We make people aware of that we're going to have these, you know, these apples are going to be ready next year. This special apple that you've developed or you've produced or whatever it is. And next year, you'll have some apples. Now, you'll be able to sell a few of them. You'll probably eat a few yourself. But you probably won't have, because you won't have started off with a little bit of cash. You won't have enough to make you a millionaire yet and retire or whatever, you know, what you're expecting. So what you do is you reinvest some of those seeds and you plant more trees and you plant more trees. And you do this over a period of time until you end up with an orchard. And that orchard will give you a great crop. And you'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to live off it. Now, as in business, things can happen. You can have droughts, we can have bad weather, and that's what you need to look out for in your business. You need to look out for those conditions that are coming along. You need to look out for when the drought's coming, because you're going to have lean years. You're going to have years where you're not going to have a crop. So you need to have a buffer. You need to have money in the bank. You need to have something alternative to fall back on for those bad times and those hard times that inevitably will come that you'll have no control over. Look at Brexit. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, it's great, we're out of the EU. Personally, this is me personally, I disagree. I think it's going to be detrimental to us in the long term. But that's just my personal view. I might be wrong. I hope I am wrong. But we don't know. There's changing legislation. I talked about something the other week, IR 35, which is if you're a contractor and you're going working for any government agencies, they now charge you at source as being an employee. So you'll pay the full tax, you'll pay everything, even though it's your own business, which has a massive impact on what you can put into your business, what you can bring out, what you can you know, re-put into your business, however you work it, especially as a business might be just one or two people, because you'll use the revenues from different streams to pay wages, pay salaries, pay for all your other things. So you need to be aware of what's going on. So that's the first little bit, yeah? Think of business as being like an orchard. You're planting seedlings, you're going to have to nurture them, you're going to have to look after them for quite some time before you start getting return, and you can start taking the fruit off the tree and enjoying it. And eventually, if you're lucky, well, not lucky, sorry, if you do everything right, keep at it, then you'll end up with an orchard full of trees that you can enjoy. Right. There you go. Analogies from Dougie Stone. Right. So, yeah, this is how it's going to play out today. I've got James Chisholm coming on at 10:30, there or thereabouts. And what I'll do at some point throughout the show this morning, I'll play a couple of songs back to back so I can have an off-air chat with him first, and then I'll bring him on. So, yeah, this is how we're rocking. Right. So another thing about business, I'm not going to bore you to death too much with a lot of information, but I'm just going to do another thing. Businesses. Reason I'm talking about this is that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to encourage people to start business. I'm talking to Chloe Chadwick tomorrow, who's, if you listen to my country show, is a country singer. She's just jacked her job in to go full-time as a singer. I think that's brilliant. Brave, scary thing for her to do. I want to talk to her about that. I want to talk to her about her decisions and why she's done it, which, anyway, probably pretty obvious. But we'll talk to her tomorrow about that, and I'll bring you that in the show next week, a bit on my country show, and then on my podcast. Right, so there's a couple of ways you can start a business. One is organically, like we just talked about before, planting the seeds and the orchard. And what you can also do, and I advise loads of people to do this, is try and start a business alongside something you're currently doing that's currently giving you cash. So you're not desperate. So whilst your orchard is growing, you can still feed yourself and your family and pay your bills and all the rest of it. Or you can take the plunge and just go for it. Anyway, so there's a couple of ways you can do that. So that's growing organically and bringing more customers on board as you grow and as your product expands and people get to know about you. The second way is to acquire a business. So there's advantages and disadvantages in both. The first one, you can set up for virtually next to nothing. It takes you a long time to get going. The second one will cost you cash, and you can get going pretty quick. So if you buy an established business that's already up and running, you know what profits it's generating, you know, and you can probably see where there is areas to improve that business or get more customers. But that generally is going to cost you cash, because you're going to have to pay the person whose business it is so many times their profit margin and whatever goodwill, what they want to sell your equipment, and you know, it can run into a lot of money. Depends what you want to buy. If you want to buy a global business, you know, one of the internet businesses, you're talking billions, aren't you? But if you want to buy a little business that's going a one-man band type of thing, or a sole trader or what have you, might cost you a bit less. But there's things, and then obviously there's a third one, which is franchising, buying into McDonald's or people like that, Subway, which costs you a lot of cash to do that, and then you're tied into them. So there's a couple of ways to start a business, and there's various different ways of business. I'm not going to go into loads of detail. I'm just trying to give you a flavour to get you interested in thinking about it. And just
I'm Jo Mathias, and I help people who are going through difficult transitions in their lives. Tune in to the Dougie Stone Show for upliftingly entertaining music and inspirational interviews with a wide variety of guests.
The Dougie Stone Show. Yeah, I called Jill, my posh Radio 4 lady, because on Radio 4 they have a posh lady, don't they? They does all the information and stuff. So Jill's my posh Radio 4 lady. Right, so just let me, just bear with us a second, good people who's listening on the airwaves, and I'm going to just try and connect with James now, see if we can get hold of him. Here we go. I'm just... I will be working on a different system, but at the minute, I'm having to dial him straight from my computer. Oh, it's ringing. It's ringing. Are you there, James?
Hi, Kirk.
Good morning, my friend. Good morning. How are you doing?
No problem at all.
So I saw a post on the other day that you're doing, you've got a project going on. So do you want to tell us a bit about that with Joe? Good morning, Joe, as well, yeah. By the way.
Hi, Kirk. Right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm cool. What I've done, I've moved me talk show, me podcast, which used to be recorded, I've moved it to a daytime, and I've changed it to a talk show, mixing it with guests like yourselves coming on, and music and recorded stuff. So, yeah, you've got a project going at the minute. So can you tell us a bit about that, mate?
Yeah, so Joe does a weekly Facebook Live message to the people out there all about her happiness club and being happy. And once a month, she gets me in as a special guest star, is that
very
right?
Special guest star.
And I come in and the extract that she reads from her book, she talks about that side of things from a happiness perspective, and I put a business spin on it from my perspective in terms of the business that I work in.
Oh, cool. So what's your discussion this month then? Is there a specific topic you talk about?
Yeah, we talk about a different topic every time. So this month we're talking about flipping the negatives, because in my experience as human beings, we find it much easier to see the negative stuff than we do to see the positive. And part of what I do in my business is to help people learn how to see the positives instead of the negatives, or to use the negatives to help them be more positive, if that makes any sense whatsoever. And so this month's Facebook Live is all about how to flip the negatives, how to see a situation in a different light, really. So I talk about it from a personal point of view, and James then puts that business spin on because he's a business guru.
Ooh.
I just called him a guru.
I was going to say something then, but I better not. But I've just been flipping, you know me. No, but I like that, because it's very similar to what I'm trying to achieve with the dyslexia, because everyone looks at the negative things about dyslexia, or reading, writing, sense of direction, not being able to chat your shoelaces, forgetting things. But no, and that's what I do. I focus on the positive. What's all those positive advantages of being a dyslexic, which are, you know, that you can tap into things, you see the world in a different way, you've got a lot of empathy. So I like what you're doing with that, and it's we all too often we're programmed in business and in school for the negative. So if you run a business, you're at 95% doing really good at what you're doing, your boss doesn't come along and go, great, you're at 95%, they go, you're only at 95%, you know, not what about all the good stuff you're doing. And yeah, we need to keep continually improving, and that 5% can be important. But actually, I think we focus far, far too much on who's losing, the negative stuff, without focusing on what are we doing really well. So I like that. Tell us a bit more about it anyway. Ash, you're up.
No, you're completely right. And I think the people that we're hardest on are ourselves. We seem to delight in taking every opportunity to beat ourselves up. And like you say, you know, with things like dyslexia and other conditions, we focus on the difficult bits of it rather than on the potential wonder that having a condition like that can give you, the advantage it might give you over someone else. Or like you say, the opportunity to see the world in a different way. They're all brilliant opportunities. I think most of life is an opportunity. Everything in life is an opportunity, but we don't see it that way. We see it as problems, and they're not necessarily that hard to overcome. But if you're stuck in the mindset of seeing stuff as problems, then guess what? You see problems. And if you're stuck in the mindset of focusing on the bit you haven't done or the thing you haven't achieved, then you never feel that sense of satisfaction, that sense of fulfillment, that sense of how completely amazing you are as a person for doing all the stuff you have done. That sort of gets swept under the carpet a bit, doesn't it? So it's all about encouraging people to focus in the right way.
Yeah, you're right. And I think we've also got we love social media, and we're connected through social media, and we do a lot of our awareness through that as well. And it's got real positives. I think, unfortunately, some of the negative, which gets us to question what we're doing, is the instant gratification that we see at the minute and see what other people are doing, and we think they're doing so wonderfully well, I'm doing terrible, and it further gives us that self-doubt, which is nonsense. What do you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been somebody who's been a victim of that in some respects, in the fact that I've looked at other people in my sector, in my industry, and thought, wow, they're doing really, really well, and focused in on them and not focused in on the good thing that I'm doing. And then, you know, going into going into clients or potential clients and not necessarily winning the business, not because of anything that I'm doing wrong, but because of the fact that the fit isn't probably right between the two of us, and focusing on the fact that I'd lost the client rather than actually focusing on the fact that, you know, I'd have got that opportunity to sit down with them in the first place. So for me in my business now, I'm looking much more at the positive aspects of when I do win a client, and not focusing on the aspects of where I might not get the business, and also sort of not focusing too heavily on what other people are doing, apart from where I'm working in collaboration with other accountants around the country to help all of our businesses do better.
Yeah, that's a valid point, that mate. Yeah, and the other thing is as well, that thing about fit. I mean, I started my own business, the business that I do, because I got fed up of being in the corporate world, and I got fed up of being having to work with people that I'd not chosen to work with, and who I didn't particularly get on with, or whatever, respect, whatever you want to say. Yet, when your own business, you have got that ability to pick the right people, and so is your clients. And you might lose business, and actually it's probably right you've lost that business, because like you say, if the fit's not right, then down the line it's potentially not going to work well for you, is it?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I work on the basis of. I very much align myself and the people that I work with in terms of the values that we have, because I know that that's the best way that they're going to get the value from me in the long term. And that's the most important thing for me, is my client getting value out of the relationship that we have.
Yeah, really good. So when's this episode going live? So they once a month, did you say, or once a week, are they? Weekly things?
I do one by myself once a week on a Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and then James joins me every month, once a month. So our monthly one is today at 1 o'clock on my Happiness Club page on Facebook. And I like to call us the Ant and Dec of Facebook Live, Kirk.
Okay.
I won't tell you which one's which.
But... apparently I'm the one with a massive forehead. she put in the first episode that we did.
I'm the little cute one.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah, all right then. Yeah, I'll go along with that, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, that's great. And what I like about it is you're both collaborating. You're obviously two different businesses coming together and pulling two. And I think collaboration is where a lot of people miss out, because they see it as not being right for them. But if you collaborate, even if it's a totally different, if it's the same sector or a different sector completely, can have a big improvement to your business, because, you know, two minds are better than one, aren't they?
Huge, absolutely. And that's why, you know, I mean, the first time James and I did a joint one of these, it was sort of by accident, because we were having a meeting and I was going to do my Facebook Live, and I said to him, well, just join in with me. And it worked so well. And like I say, for me to be able to do the personal spin, which is what I do in my job, and for him to then take that and spin the business side of it, just gives it added value. It gives it a more rounded feel to the whole thing, really. Collaboration is, I was talking about this morning at a networking meeting, you know, I see huge value in collaboration with people from different sectors, but also from people that do the same kind of stuff as me, because we are all completely unique and we all do it in our own way. So there's always value to be found. I think this whole thing of competition, I'm against you because we do the same thing, it's so close-minded and so unnecessary, because there's huge scope for collaboration across the board, I think.
Yeah, because if you think about it, the opportunities for customers is mega. You know, there's lots of customers to go around. So unless, you know, unless you're after working with every single person doing everyone's pensions, which is, as an example, would be near on impossible, bringing someone else in, yeah, you can split the work up, you can, you know, divvy things around, do things different. You focus on one area. I mean, and there's a couple of people I know, and they've both got safety businesses, and they're collaborating at the minute. One's One's in explosive atmosphere, so she's doing some training courses for that other business who's already got clients, and that's not their speciality. So, you know, that works. So it's worth looking at. I mean, you've got to be careful that someone doesn't come along and nick your business and poach all your customers and run off into the sunset.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be careful. But so you've got to choose wisely, haven't you?
Totally. But I also think there's a massive opportunity there for learning. You know, every time I run a workshop, a joint workshop with someone who does similar stuff to me, I learn a new technique, or I learn a new way of explaining something, or I learn something completely new to me as well. And, you know, you were saying before, it's about, that's what for me, the whole world is about learning stuff and growing and expanding. So just take every opportunity you can to do that.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's, I'm always looking for people out there. That's why I got you two on this morning. And it was obviously, I think it was a message the other day, sort of me generally, lastminute.com. That's what I should have bought that domain. But that's the way I like to operate. I see things and they're quite in the moment, and I get people on. So that's why I wanted you both on this morning to the show. And I did the same last week with someone, Julie Great Scott. She didn't even know it was happening, and about 10 minutes before, you're going to be live on the radio, Julie. Because she was my first ever guest on my podcast, and I thought it's only fitting she's one of my first ever guests on the live show. So this is in its second week, so I'm just trialing the format. I'm going to change it round and evolve with it. And it's great that I've got people like you that I can call on to come and give me some content, because this is a business show and it's great that you're both on. So what do you mainly focus on then, James? Talk a bit about your business, dude. Let's have a bit of a plug for you.
Yeah. So my business is Meshi Consultants, and I'm an accountant and a protection advisor. So essentially what I do is very similar to an accountant that most of your listeners will probably understand what they do. But I work with my clients much more on a monthly basis to understand where their business is and where they want to take it to. And that doesn't necessarily mean growth. It can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. So we work on getting their business to where they want to be. And I also look at protecting them, the business, the families, and everything from the worst that can possibly happen in their lives. So I'm essentially out there to provide a very much a sort of financial director sort of service, and a sounding board to my clients, above and beyond the compliance side of accountancy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Where's your website,
that
James?
That sounds very grown up.
Oh no, I know he's not arsing around, is it? Can you give us your
website? Is my website is www.meshiconsultants.com, and you spell Meshi MESCHI.
Brilliant. Okay, and because I know you both got stuff to do about 11 o'clock, if I remember rightly. So, Joe, where can people find you?
They can find me on my website, which is thehappinessclub.co.uk, or on Facebook, on my Facebook page, which is The Happiness Club Limited on Facebook. And yeah, get in touch with me. I'm happy to chat to anyone anytime about anything happiness related.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, thanks for joining me today. Have a wonderful day.
I'm Jo Matthias, and I help people who are going through difficult transitions in their lives. Tune in to the Dougie Stone Show for upliftingly entertaining music and inspirational interviews with a wide variety of guests.
Yeah, thanks to Joe and James for joining me this morning live on the radio, which is great. We had a mix of music, so I've obviously had to cut all that out because of copyright laws and what have you, because they get all a bit upset about it, these artists and iTunes and what have you. So what I did after that, I actually got a friend of mine, Zoe Bennett, rang me while I was on the show and said, hey, come on the radio show. So me being me, I brought Zoe on. So this next section is the talk with Zoe Bennett.
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Yeah, this is lastminute.com. I'm going to call this show lastminute.com because I just grab people on the air. So for people that are listening, Zoe rang me while I was playing a song and we're having a bit of a chat because we're good pals. And I went, oh, come on my radio show. So Zoe, how are you doing this morning?
Fantastic, thank you very much.
Great, because you're going off to do a bit of filming today. I did mine the other week, so you'll enjoy that, mate, and we'll have a chat later if you want. So you've got a few things going on at the minute, and I believe a little birdie's told me you've got a book coming out.
Yes, I have indeed, and the book launches on the 2nd of October.
Excellent. What's the title of the book and what's it about?
You're going to love this. It's all about what you do. It's called Networking Personified.
Oh, brilliant. That's really good. Yeah, because obviously this show's about business adversity and dyslexia, and one of the things that you need to do when you're in business is network, because if you don't network, you know, you need those links. So is it a long book? Will it take us ages to read?
No. It's a guide. It's literally 100 pages maximum, because it isn't about boring someone to death. It's about actually giving them short, sharp, quick information about networking and how it works.
Oh, like that. Just like all the stuff you do. So it's to the point. If people have not, go and check Zoe Bennett out. She's been a guest on my show. She's been on Inspired Edinburgh. Go and watch the video, or go on to Dougie Stone on TuneIn Radio and go and find the Zoe Bennett episode. It's a cracker. Anyway, so that should be. I think I'd be well received, that, Zoe, because obviously you're a bit of a networking guru, aren't you?
Well, you know something, my connections now is as a direct result of networking, so it just makes sense. And although people think I was going to write the book about the adversity, I just thought this makes more sense of people seeing more to me than just the adversity.
Yeah, because you can get typecast into that thing that you are, because that is just a mega all-consuming story. But talking about those links, so I know some of the stuff you've been doing, and it's just like bonkers. So tell us a couple of places you've been, and you know, recently, the last 12 months, you've been to some pretty important events, haven't you?
Yeah, gosh, I've been to events in the UK, I've been to events externally at The Hague, in India. You know, it's just crazy. It's a whirlwind. I've been to 10 Downing Street in January. So invited by the MP. So it's absolutely crazy. So my networking sphere is huge.
Yeah, and I think it's, I don't think I know, and it's because, yes, you're good at networking, and obviously you'll be covering that in your guide, but it's how you make those links, see the opportunities. But not only that, you're a genuine person. You know, you are who you are. There's no hidden agenda, so people can see that, appreciate what you're about, what you've been through, and I think that's why people gravitate to you, and why you've been to The Hague and been to 10 Downing Street. You should be in 10 Downing Street, never mind visiting.
Do you know something? I thought it was all down to my big gob, not down to anything else.
No, it's that, well, you need that, mate. It's not a big gob, it's being confident and being outspoken, yes. Being prepared to challenge those subjects and challenge those subjects that you do, which is great. And anyway, we're here to talk about your book. So where's the book? Is it going to be on paperback, or is it all digital?
It's going to be both. So it's going to be paperback, and it's going to be uploaded via Ingram Spark, as well as it will feature on Amazon. So where Ingram Sparks, they have dozens and dozens upon outlets where the book will be immediately. So that's where it will be heading. And I will have it on paperback to have for the book signing. So just, I'm covering all bases.
Oh, you're doing a book signing?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you'll have to let me. Where's that going to be at?
It's going to be in Birmingham on Broad Street at the Park Regis Hotel in the Sky Bar. It's a very exclusive venue. So I just wanted to, especially if I'm bringing all my connections together, a select few of my connections, I want to do it in style. So that's what we're doing at 7 p.m.
Excellent. The girl from Preston does it in style. That should be over the door, shouldn't it? Hey, does it in style? No, it's wonderful, mate. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm sure. And obviously, when it comes out, send me the links. I'll promote it on my show. I'll put it on my Facebook page. The usual stuff that we do when we're networking, don't we? That's what we do. Yeah, and unfortunately, at that point, technology being technology, we lost Zoe. Anyway, she was off to go and do some filming this afternoon. So I lost her and I didn't bother reconnecting. Carried on with the show, carried on playing some music and wrapped up. But what she did want to say, and she sent me a message after, is that event for that book signing sold out in 14 hours of going on sale. Go and check Zoe out. She's a powerhouse. Know really well. She's got award ceremonies going on later on the year. She's winning awards left, right and centre. And check that book out when it comes out, because I'm sure it'll be amazing. So thanks for being on the show, Zoe. Thanks for being on the show, James. Thanks for being on the show, Joe. And join me next week live on the radio, Radio Warwickshire. Go on RadioWarwickshire.com or go on to Streamer app, because we're on there, and we're on TuneIn Radio, and just search for Radio Warwickshire. I'm on at 10 a.m. Bringing you interesting guests, and then I convert into a podcast like you're listening to now. So please subscribe to this if you're listening on iTunes. Please comment, share with people. Join me live. I'll play some music as well. Next week, I've got Stacey Cadler talking about her move to buy a business magazine, what that's all about. So that'd be great. I'm looking forward to that. So listen to me direct on my app, which is currently on Android. So go to Google Play and check that out. Download that. You can send me requests to the show there. Communicate with me. It's a great way to interact. It's free as well. So I'm just bringing that as another way of getting onto the show. So until next week, why not join me on a Monday night at 6 o'clock UK time for the Country Music Show. I've got some great guests coming on that as well, playing all music from the UK and across the pond. Old stuff and new stuff and everything in between. So thanks again for listening to this. Really appreciate your time. See ya. Red Doggy Stone Show.